child support agency. You never really loved me, you never really loved my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again, I love my kid but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes, I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us, you just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
Are you a St. Petersburg police officer?
Sure.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good job.
You ever arrested anybody that had a child support warrant before?
I have.
Really?
I'm a fan of those.
What do you mean you're not a big fan of them?
Because that was like specifically written into the Constitution to go debtor's prison.
Right.
So you shouldn't be sending someone to jail over money.
Today is the 22nd of November, 2022. It's Tuesday. It's like 10:18 p.m. is what it says on my PC. So this is a couple days before Thanksgiving Day. So like Thanksgiving is pretty much an American holiday. So being that I don't talk to my son, I guess I don't really know what they do in Greece. So since Thanksgiving is like an American thing, they don't have Thanksgiving in Greece. So like, I guess they don't have a Black Friday, or they do. I don't know. These are questions that I just don't know the answer to. I probably should know the answer to them, but I don't. So for any of those of you that don't know, every Tuesday I try to record and upload something to the internet on this podcast. So this week is Thanksgiving week, so I'm thinking that Thursday and beyond there's no work. It's one of those holidays that are like a federal holiday, I guess. So there is nobody in the child support office or the court on Thursday or Friday, and there is never anybody that answers the phone. Or sometimes they answer chats, but just between the hours of 9 and 5, Monday through Friday. So if you have a question that's on the weekend, which I often do, too bad for you, you're out of luck. But they will definitely arrest you on a child support warrant on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thanksgiving Day. They just don't care if it's a holiday. It does not matter. They will arrest you at any time. They are always ready, fire, aim. They will arrest you for any type of child support violation, anything. They will arrest you and ask questions later. That's just what they do. It's what they've always, well, it's what they've done since this Bradley Amendment started. Like, no time in the history of Earth has there been a child support agency until, I think it was like 1986 when the Bradley Amendment got implemented. So I guess child support now is a big deal. So in the United States of America, even though it says in the United States Constitution that they won't arrest anybody for, you know, being a debtor, that means everybody that is a debtor except for parents. They will arrest parents willy-nilly. They will arrest you for a child. They'll arrest parents for a child support warrant with the quickness. And if you were not guilty of not paying child support, it'll just be a big oops, and they'll be like, oops, and we're sorry that you spent the weekend in jail. We're sorry that you spent the holiday in jail. We're sorry. Child support gets away with anything they want. If you give any impropriety to the child support agency, they will freak out on you. And you know that everybody that works for the child support agency in the state of Florida it's a program in the Department of Revenue. You know all those people that are employed by the Florida Department of Revenue Child Support Program. You know they're spending time with their families all through the weekend. So, and there's plenty of food for everybody to go around. So, for example, let's say that you as a parent don't have the kind of money that it takes to pay for a Thanksgiving meal for yourself, even nevertheless for your child. Do you think the child support agency will care about that? Absolutely not. See, what you did wrong was you had a child in the United States of America. You shouldn't have done that. If I knew for a moment that it was bad to have a child in the United States, I wouldn't have done it. Period. Nobody told me, though. I didn't know that having a child was such a bad thing. I thought it was like a good thing to bring life into this world, but it's not. It's a bad thing. They punish you in the United States for that. I mean, it's obvious that you know, if you bring a child into this world, that it's your duty as a human being to support that child. But that is something that one parent should be able to take care of with the other parent. There is absolutely no need for the child support agency to be involved in whatever it is that they're doing now. The child support agency is doing now is absolutely wrong. What the child support agency is doing now is detrimental to children. It actually hurts families and children way more than it helps them. The child support agency, the name child support, is a huge misnomer. Really, what it is child destruction is really what it is.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.